The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Pascal Donohue, the Minister for Finance, is with us. Pascal, when did you become aware of the second set of emails in the Department of Justice, the ones that were released at about 10 to 7 to the media last night?
I was aware that there was some further information that the Taoiseach had received over the weekend, and I was only aware of the full set of information and then the report around roughly the same time the media became aware of it yesterday.
And how angry did that make you, that you had all been out batting for Frances Fitzgerald over the weekend when the information in these emails undermined her position?
Well, I had a look at some of the emails in relation to us. One of them was part of a briefing pack that was made available for another programme that she was doing. And on the same email, it reiterates that the Taoiseach did not have a role in the issue of the legal strategy for the Garda Commissioner, because that matter was in front of the tribunal that the Taoiseach herself set up. So it reiterated a theme I had seen in the original email that caused this issue to develop with such speed last week. But clearly, as the further pieces of information began to emerge, the impact of this on the government was clearly growing.
OK, but that original email did not have formal legal advice as such. There was an illegal opinion. But is it not incumbent on politicians? And I would imagine you, if you'd been in that position of Minister for Justice, and you had known what had happened to Maurice McCabe, and you were publicly praising Maurice McCabe, if you saw that the Garda Síochána were trying to undermine him with a falsehood, would you not have felt morally and ethically bound to act?
And that's the question that I've asked myself as I've been watching this issue unfold and watching somebody who I still believe to be a very good and very competent and really reforming person like Frances deal with us. I've asked myself that question. I've looked at the emails, and the challenge that we all face is, I think when you ask me this question, I think you underestimate the effect that having a tribunal set up and the effect that has on ministers like me. And if I could explain that very briefly, and I know this is an issue that has been going on now for a number of days, I get a huge amount of communication through to me every day about a wide range of matters. If a tribunal of inquiry is set up, that puts real limitations upon me regarding contact that I can have with the tribunal. If I am a party to that tribunal, in other words, if my own department and potentially I as a minister have to go in front of that tribunal, it's then understandable to me how I would be advised that it's not appropriate for me to have contact with somebody else who's going to be in front of the same tribunal. And that is at the heart of this issue. And the Attorney General has advised it on as well, to say that it would not have been appropriate that if I'm going in front of a tribunal, to then have contact with somebody else who will be too.
And are you confident that the Department of Justice and the Garda Síochána were not tic-tacking in relation to legal strategies?
Well, that's a matter that the tribunal now is going to have to deal with.
Well, isn't there an additional problem in that the Department of Justice clearly failed to hand over all the relevant documents?
Yeah,
as required under the discovery, under the order made by Justice Peter Charlton. And as we were discussing earlier in this programme, this may have been a criminal offence by the Department of Justice.
This is a gravely serious matter. Of course, the irony of all this is a tribunal that was set up by the then Taoiseach Frances Fitzgerald. So she set up this tribunal alongside a huge amount of consultation with all parties in the Dáil. And this is why the Taoiseach reiterated it even more strongly today, how gravely dissatisfied he is with the contact that has taken place between the Department of Justice and the Charlton Tribunal. One of the ironies of what has been a very serious matter is the further emails emerged from a survey or trawl that the Taoiseach himself ordered. It is because of this the additional material emerged, which was then sent on to the Charlton Tribunal. But to be clear about your original question to me, yes, that material should have been discovered in the first place by the Department of Justice, by the discovery process they were required to do. And yes, that should have been sent directly on to the Charlton Tribunal.
And who's going to be held responsible for that?
the Minister for Justice is in front of the Dáil this evening to answer questions on the matter, as he should be and as he is willing to do. And the Taoiseach has ordered an inquiry into how this happened to be complete before Christmas. And if I may just explain why that is necessary, if a discovery process takes place inside one of my own departments, and it has, I'm not part of that process, because it would be inappropriate for anybody to come to me and say, should this material be handed over to a court or to a tribunal? So as a minister, we play no part in discovery processes, because we should not. That would be a very damaging precedent to happen. So that discovery process happened independent of any politician. And by discovery, I mean literally the process by which the Department of Justice hands over all the material to the Charlton Tribunal. And when that originally happened, the issues that you are quizzing me on should have been included in that.
I don't think it's unfair to say that the public perception of An Garda Síochána now is that it is a deeply dysfunctional organisation, that a whole range of issues, not just those in front of the Charlton Inquiry, but things like the fake breath tests and various other things, have called the integrity of An Garda Síochána into question. We now seem to have a similar issue in relation to the Department of Justice. So what is the government going to do about that, rather than waiting just for the outcome of the Charlton Inquiry?
Oh, I think the matter is in relation to the Department of Justice will be responded to by the government in advance of Charlton Tribunal doing their different reports. And that is why the Taoiseach has said that he wants that report back with him before Christmas, so in a few weeks' time. And he's also ordered, he wants to be told himself directly what is the status of the different steps that are underway to modernise that department and, for example, deal with issues that developed earlier on in the year. So that will and must happen in advance of the Charlton Tribunal completing their work.
How angry are you and others within Fine Gael with the way Taoiseach Leo Varadkar handled this whole sequence of events, allowing us to get in a situation which was not just near having a general election, but led to the humiliating climb down this morning, belatedly by Francis Fitzgerald?
I'm not at all angry with how the Taoiseach has handled this matter.
Has the anger passed, has it?
No. In fact, the very opposite. I'm fully supportive of how he's handled this point at each way. Of course, the counter scenario to all of this is if a general election was now underway in the run-up to Christmas, with a Brexit European Council the week after next, with a vital summit on taxation happening next week, you'd be asking me the same questions about the Taoiseach's judgment then, which of course you're entitled to. What the Taoiseach did, and it's what I would have done too, I must say, is he looked at the evidence that was in front of his eyes at each point in this. He looked at the track record of working with Francis for nearly a decade, as I have too. And at each point in this, he formed his own judgment that Francis, based on the information that was available to her at each point, had made a good judgment, okay?
A good judgment when in May 2015, she saw a very important email and then said afterwards she couldn't remember it, and that the first she knew of the Garda strategy to undermine Maurice McCabe was in 2016.
And it's fair to say that issues over the last number of weeks could and should have been handled better, okay? And Frances, by handing in her resignation today, that is an acknowledgement of how we have got to this point.
It was the timing of that resignation. Why didn't she make it last night? Why did Leo Varadkar support her last night? Why, when he was aware, even if you weren't aware of the content of these emails over the weekend, why didn't he move to say how unfortunate this may be for you, Francis, but for the good of the country, you have to go now?
Well, let me answer each of those questions in turn. The timing question and then the substance question. In terms of the substance question, to go back to this, I have to reiterate the severity of having a tribunal of inquiry in operation and the effect that that has then on people like me who have a responsibility to it. If I was the Minister for Justice and there was the strong likelihood that I was going to be appearing in front of the tribunal of inquiry, as Francis Fitzgerald now will be, and somebody else is appearing in front of the tribunal of inquiry, which is the Garda Commissioner, and I'm advised not to contact them by my officials.
Hang on, but
sorry, Matt, can I just finish the point?
I am coming back to you on this.
No, please do. That is advice that I have to take seriously. It's solemn advice that's passed on. And in relation to timing of it, and in relation to how this happened this morning, The reason for that is when the Taoiseach saw the emails himself and saw all of the information that was going to be made available to the Charlton Tribunal yesterday afternoon or last night, whenever that point was, again, that advice reiterated the legal perspective that the Tánaiste had to be aware of. But she made this decision herself. She handed her resignation into the Taoiseach and the Taoiseach has accepted
it. Okay, but going back to that 2015 email, and you say she couldn't contact the Garda Commissioner about it. But she knew that the strategy that the Gardaí were taking was a false one. That it was there to take away, to question the motivation of Maurice McCabe and to try and make implications and allegations against him, which were known to be false. Now, surely if you know somebody is going into a legal process to do something that is wrong, you have a moral and ethical obligation to stop them doing so.
And it's because we have a moral and ethical obligation to support people like Sergeant McCabe that we have a tribunal of inquiry set up.
But you don't let the Garda Síochána go in and deliberately tell mistruths about somebody and, in that situation.
And the reason why we have a judge doing this work is because we need independent people to make these evaluations. The reason why a tribunal of inquiry was set up, that it's holding its hearings in public, is to get to the bottom of these allegations. We have to recognise there is still a role for due process, there is still a role for tribunals of inquiries, and that's the forum within which this should be done.
Final point to you, we have the key Brexit negotiations coming up. Given the way Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has handled this, there are many people worried about the way he's going to handle that particular issue. He said today in the Dáil he hasn't been able to deal with it for 3 days, mainly because of crisis that people say he exacerbated. But what confidence can we have in Leo Varadkar's ability to play poker at that level if he fails so miserably at this one?
Well, of course, this is the same Leo Varadkar that when he was Minister for Transport broke ranks with government to recognise the qualities of Sergeant McCabe. Why did he do that? He did that because he has a track record of looking at evidence in front of him and making his own judgments on it in a way that's principle-based. That's what he has done here. You go back to judgment, of course, if we were sitting here tonight now with a general election now underway, then other questions would be raised about the judgment of Leo. But I think that is an understandable kind of role for people to comment on it. But when you're a Taoiseach or a minister, you have to make choices in relation to options that are in front of you. And that is what he has done.
Minister for Finance.
And what he has done with the support of the Cabinet in what has been, I accept, a very, very difficult matter for many, not least of which, of course, is Sergeant McCabe, who again is dragged into this matter.
Pascal Donoghue, Minister for Finance, thank you for joining us.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.